Marty Lurie here, KNBR 680, but the general manager, I like saying that, of the Arizona Diamondbacks, Dave Stewart. Stoop, what? Nice to see you at the park. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. It's good to be at the park, man. You know I love coming home.
All right, so I was talking to Ron Wotus a few minutes ago about you and all the different things you've done in baseball. How does this one compare with the other things you've done?
Well, this was always the job that I wanted to be in, you know, from the time I can remember as a player. And so, I mean, this is top notch. There's a lot that goes on with this job. But, you know, I enjoy every minute of it. There are going to be some tough days, but even the tough days are good days. And, you know, making decisions and trying to build something here that's special and will last for a long time. It's really a great job.
Well, you know, you look at Dave Stewart fans and you say, give him a glove, put him out on the mound. He still can pitch. He still looks like it. Stu, take us through a typical day as a general manager. What's a day like for you?
I normally get to the office 7:30, 8 o'clock, the latest. And then I try to circulate with my major league scouts. I try to talk with those guys early, find out what they're hearing, what's going on in the baseball world. And then after that, usually you have some communication with other general managers in the league. Usually you talk to your friends first, and if there's some special business with someone else, then you make a call there. Then the next thing is I touch base with my assistant GM and director of baseball operations, Dijon Watson, Brian Minetti, and we talk about what's going on in our minor league system and through our system. And then after that, we'll catch some time with Tony and fill him in on everything that I know. And then the rest of the day is really just communicating with Chip and our coaching staff, you know, watching and feeling the pulse of our team. If I get an opportunity, sometimes I go over to our minor league facility and look at our extended kids. But really, it's just a lot of phone conversation, a lot of information gathering, and really keeping a pulse on what your team is.
Boy, that's a day. That's a day of work. Stu, how much input do you go with Chip Hale? You know, you've been around general managers who've been a little more aggressive with the manager. In today's world with analytics and everything else, how much input do you have with Chip Hale?
Well, I believe that Chip should run his own ship. I don't think that there's, you know, I know the game probably better than Chip. I've been around it for a long time. But this is his team to manage, and the best way to manage a club is to do things that you feel you should do instinctively when a situation happens in a game. And so we, that includes Tony as well, we've just made a point to stay out of the way. You know, every now and then he'll ask me what I think about a certain play that took place during the game, or even he'll call and say, what do you think about this lineup?
Sure.
But, I mean, ultimately, all the decisions that are made here on the field, they're Chip's decisions to make. Tony doesn't interfere. Chip does use Tony as a mentor, which, I mean, he's a Hall of Fame manager, you should. But the decisions that take place on this field, the lineups, those are Chip decisions.
Okay, oh, very good. Boy, but I see the brand of Tony La Russa baseball, first and second, nobody out, looking for the bunt, and boy, it doesn't happen, and they swing away. You know that.
Well, I mean, what we've tried to do from the top down is we're trying to build a culture here, and we're trying to set a standard of baseball and how it should be paid if you're Arizona Diamondback. Tony's from winning stock as well as I am, and you know, Chip's been a good baseball man as well and from winning stock. And so that doesn't fail in what we try to teach these kids as they're learning to play the game. We're one of the youngest teams in Major League Baseball, 25-man roster. And so these kids are still learning to play, and if we've got a chance to put our fingerprint on them, we are.
Yeah, very good. All right, now, general manager of the Diamondbacks, it's a lost art today of making a trade. You guys made trades, and holy cow, this looks like 35 years ago, a player's moving around. Take me through just the dynamic of one of the, you know, the big trade with Atlanta or the trade with Milwaukee. I mean, you guys actually made trades, not just signing people, you actually traded people.
Well, quite frankly, Since I've been here going, this is my second year, I've brought 38 players into this organization via trade. Most of them in the minor leagues, believe it or not. So, you know, I've been able to really, really build our minor league system and put players back into the system where we were depleted. But, you know, at the major league level, you know, it all started with our winter meetings and our organizational meetings. We knew that we needed top of the rotation starting pitching, and so that was our focus. Little did we know at the time that our ownership would put us in a position to sign Zach Greinke. Now, once the Greinke signing happened, then it became a domino effect, and we started to look for the guy that we would put in the rotation behind him. I've liked Shelby Miller for a long time. I thought that at his age 25, bringing him here with as much baseball as he has to play and pitch, that he would be a great addition to a team that is a young team and we have a chance to play and win for many more years. And so a lot of people said that I overpaid for it. We gave up some pretty good prospects. Aaron Blair, our first-round pick, Dansby Swanson, and a very, very good outfielder, Andrew Inciardi, to get him. But, you know, I looked at it for today and long-term. At 25, a guy that's already had two 200-inning-plus seasons, a top-of-rotation guy who's got a lot more to learn. You know, we felt that it was the thing to do, and we made the deal.
That's great. I love it. Come on. I think I'm 12 years old again watching these trades go back and forth, so it's a lot of fun. Let me ask you about the Miller trade. Who was the last piece of the puzzle that you said, all right, that's who they want. All right, we'll do it.
Well, we battled for a long time. Dansby Swanson was not a player that I wanted to put in that trade, and in trades, you swap names in, you swap names out. They come in and they come out. They come in and they came out. He was a name that they consistently asked about from the outset, and he was a name that I consistently said, no, we will not put him in the deal. And then once we realized that he was probably going to have to be a part of it.
Yeah.
We ended up putting him in the deal.
All right, I love it. All right, Stu, the race itself here, the NL West, and we're just starting. I use the metaphor that, you know, you're going out to eat, and you haven't even pulled into the parking lot or the restaurant yet. We got a long way to go. How do you see this race? What do you see?
Well, I think it's going to be close. What I'm hoping is that the Central doesn't play as well as they did last year and have three teams make the playoffs.
Yeah.
And if that doesn't happen, then I think that this race is going to be nip and tuck all the way to the end. The Giants are going to be good. The Dodgers are going to be good. And it looks like Colorado is going to make some noise as well. And so, you know, and you can't count out the Padres. So, you know, we think that our division is a good division. But we're hoping that in the end, we're going to be the team that wins.
Yeah, it's a great. I think the race is great. Do you miss being an agent at all? I was thinking about that. I said, now you're doing this. You had fun as an agent. I saw you many times. What? I'd be working with you, and you'd disappear for 5 hours. You had to do something. What about that?
I did have a great time as an agent. And I do miss the association with the players in that manner. Still, I have great associations with the players here. I feel very, very comfortable walking in the clubhouse, having conversations with these players. The other thing about the agent business is that you have an opportunity to make a player's life. And that is something that I took great pride in, the amount of money that I was able to accomplish for some of these guys. Matt Kemp, Eric Chavez were two major contracts for me. Chad Billingsley is 31 years old and has not announced retirement, but is not playing right now in the game of baseball. And these guys are going to be set for the rest of their lives. So those are the things that I miss about the business, as well as having the association and the friendships with the players.
What kind of a thrill is it when the other side says, all right, $175 million is okay?
I could never understand it. You know, and now I've been on both sides of it. I've given Zach Greinke 206, and I was able to get 160 for Kemp. So it's an unbelievable feeling. It's almost as if, though, you can't believe it, and you have to pinch yourself for months afterwards. But it's just an unbelievable feeling.
Well, I love seeing you at the park. You know, in the Bay Area, you just have to hear your voice or see you, and we want you out on the hill, and you have a great legacy here. One last thing, Jackie Robinson, we celebrated on April the 15th, and maybe just a quick thought about that.
Well, I mean, when you speak about Jackie Robinson, I don't know that there are enough words or the proper words to explain what he has meant for me as a black baseball player in this game. But past that, he transcends the sport. I mean, Jackie was just a great ambassador in life. And without his leadership, without his guts, obviously I wouldn't be in the position that I'm in right now as a general manager of a major baseball team, a black general manager. I wouldn't be in this position if it weren't for Jackie Robinson.
Yeah, Jackie would be very proud of you. One of the black aces, as Mudcat says.
That's right.
One of the black aces, Dave Stewart. Great to have you on, Stu.
Thanks for having me on.
All right. More coming up. KNBR 680, the sports leader.